Ang bushwalking ay isa sa pinakapopular na libangan dito sa Australia. Ayon kay Helen Donovan, ang executive director ng Walking SA o South Australia, ang magandang dulot nito sa sarili ay malaki at napakalawak, lalo't nasisilayan ang nakakamanghang tanawin ng bansang Australia.
It is so very good for your health. So that's physical fitness, including cardiovascular health and strength, because you're going up and down little inclines. And of course, it is great for mental health too. So generally, when you're bushwalking, you're doing it with others, and so it's social, and being in nature decreases stress and improves our mood.
Sa pangkaraniwan, ang bushwalking ay isang low-risk activity o mababa lang ang panganib, lalo na kung pinagplanuhan ng husto.
One of the most common dangers would be things like just choosing a trail that is not appropriate for your level of fitness or experience. And then what can happen is, you know, you don't have enough water or enough food, or you've got the wrong clothing, or you don't have a first aid kit if it goes wrong, or a communication device. So the most important thing is to do that little bit of planning to make sure that you've got what you need for the area that you're going to.
Subalit, kapag gusto mong simulan ang libangang ito, ayon kay Andrew Govan, ang board member ng Bushwalking Leadership South Australia, dapat unang isaalang-alang kung anong panahon ito gagawin.
Often people choose to go walking in the outback in summer, which is not necessarily the best time to do that because it's very hot and there's very limited services out there. Or when it's the dead of winter and going, say, in the Victorian Alps or the more mountainous regions, it gets very, very cold. So choosing when you go is important, and then choosing where you go to suit your ability is very important.
Ang bansang Australia ay mahigit 500 national parks na nag-aalok ng magandang karanasan ng bushwalking. Napabilang sa mga parking ito ay ang kahabaan ng coastline at outback na may iba't ibang laki. At ang pinakamalaking parke sa bansa ay ang Kakadu National Park na makikita sa Northern Territory na umaabot ng halos 20,000 square kilometers. Dagdag ni Mr. Govan, kapag ganito ang laki na gagalugarin ng mga lugar, dapat isaalang-alang din ang kakayahan ng isang tao.
Many national parks have very good maps, so look at where you might go. There's a national rating for difficulty of tracks. That's a really good start for planning out what you think you might be capable of doing.
Baguhan man o may karanasan, subalit gusto pang palawakin ang karanasan sa bushwalking. Maraming online resources na maaaring makatulong para makapili ng susunod na lugar na mag-bushwalking, katulad ng aussiebushwalking.com. Kung saan nagbibigay ng listahan ng bushwalking tracks na ginagawa ng mga bushwalkers para din sa mga kagaya nilang mahilig sa bushwalking. Nagtuturo din ito ng mga bagong lugar at kondisyon ng mga tracks. At pinakamahalaga sa lahat, kapag tukoy na ang lugar kung saan gagawin ang bushwalking, ipaalam ang planong ito sa mahal sa buhay o kakilala.
Make sure you let someone know where you're going, when you're going to be there, when you're expected to be back, and your contact details. Quite often parks will require that. Check in if you're going on a walk that goes for a few days. Campsites have online booking for camping, and associated with that, they'll have your details if you're going there for more than one day.
Samantala, may nagpapadali sa pagpaplano ng bushwalking gaya ng tripintentions.org na isang online resource na voluntaryong nagsisave ng plano ng bushwalking at ipapadala ito sa iyong mga kakilala o contacts. Mahalaga na kapag nag-bushwalking, magdala ng tubig, pagkain para hindi magutom kapag naantala ang paglalakad. At higit sa lahat, magbitbit ng first aid kit lalo na sa mga liblib at malalayong lugar. Maraming website ng mga organisasyon gaya ng Outdoor Council of Australia at Bushwalking Leadership South Australia na nag-aalok ng mahusay na payo kapag nagplano ng bushwalking. Nariyan din ang mga retailers na nagbibigay ng abiso kung anong klaseng damit at gamit na dadalhin sa panahon ng pagbiyahe. Subalit, laging tandaan, hindi ka palaging makakaasa sa mobile phone coverage o signal ng iyong telepono.
Only certain providers work in more remote areas, so it's really important to find out whether your provider does work in the area you're going to, and then understand that you might be in a valley and so you won't get any reception there. So you can't always rely on your standard 3 or 4 or 5G phone.
Kung planong mag-bushwalking sa isang liblib na lugar, maaaring umarkila ng personal na locator beacon mula sa ilang mga parke at police stations. Pero payo ni Mr. Govan, mas ligtas kung manatili sa tracks o daan kapag mawala naman sikaping makabalik sa track para mas madaling mahanap. At higit sa lahat, huwag mag-bushwalking ng mag-isa.
Quite often, people do go walking and aren't really thinking about all the possible things that can go wrong. People do fall over, people do get lost, and having at least one other person there is crucial to support anyone being able to get help if an incident occurs.
Payo din ni Ms. Donovan, sumali sa mga lokal na bushwalking club dahil ang mga clubs na ito ay pamilyar na sa kondisyon ng lugar, kaya makikita ang magagandang lugar. At mas ligtas ito dahil alam nila ang mga peligrosong lugar. Kaya marami silang maibibigay na payo at teknik kapag nag-bushwalking kasama ang grupo. At higit sa lahat, madaling mahanap ang mga clubs na ito.
If you go to the Bushwalking Australia website, which is bushwalkingaustralia.org.au, you'll see a link to members and that then links off to all of the different states. Each state and territory has a bushwalking organization that is the umbrella organization for all of the different clubs in the state or territory. They'll be able to link you up to explore the different options in your area.
Madali lang ma-access ang mga kamangha-manghang bushwalking na lugar sa inyong estado at teritoryo. Katulad ng First Hike Project na itinatag ng isang grupo ng volunteers sa Western Australia para ipakilala sa mga batang refugee at ibang migrants ang kagandahan ng bushwalking. Ayon sa WA coordinator ng First Hike Project na si Louise Johansson, ang proyektong ito ay pinalawak at aktibo na sa Melbourne, Canberra, Sydney at Brisbane.
We make sure all our guides are experienced and have done first aid training and they all have working with children checks. We are dealing with some who are under 18. The idea is to take them out into nature, make them feel welcome, ensure that they're safe at all times. We take them out on day hikes or sometimes overnight hikes.
At sabi ni Johansson, nakakataba ng puso at nakakahawa ang kaligayahang nararamdaman ng mga first-time bushwalkers.
To have a female student of Afghan background come up to us and say, "Thank you for taking me out. This is the first time I've been out without a member of my family since arriving here in Australia," just warms our heart. To feel that trust from their family is amazing. I think part of it's the bushwalking and part of it is this independent activity they can do without feeling tethered to their family, a bit of independence for them.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Melissa Compagnoni na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.